Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Queen Bee Astrology Radio. I am your host, Samaya. I hope that you all are doing well on this beautiful, lovely Thursday evening. So today's topic is going to be eclipse season. And for those of you that don't know what an eclipse is, we'll go over that. But we're going to talk about the effects of the eclipses and how it pertains to what's been going on in our world. Actually, I should have had this show last month because eclipse season, it actually started a long time ago, really, honestly. But we are all feeling the effects of it now, as you can tell, with a lot of things going on in the news and in the world. It's just crazy. But for those that don't know what an eclipse is like a full moon and a new moon on steroids. It intensifies. So if you think a full moon is crazy, just imagine a full moon on crack or on steroids. It's bananas. So basically it intensifies the energy that's already there. The first eclipse that we have in the eclipse season is going to be on November 19th in the sign of Taurus. Anytime you are experiencing a full moon, that is an opposition between the sun and the moon, and that's a lunar eclipse. A solar eclipse is when the sun and moon are both in the same sign, and that is a new moon or solar eclipse. So our first up is going to be the November 19th full moon eclipse, where the sun will be in Scorpio and the moon will be in Taurus at 27 degrees. Now, one thing about 27 degrees of Taurus, it falls under the jurisdiction of the Pleiades or the Weeping Sisters. So anytime you see the last degrees of a fixed sign, fixed signs being Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, there is a degree of sorrow. That's why they're called the Weeping Sisters. But a lot of tragedies tend to happen under that influence, which, as we can see in what's dominating the news, is the whole astro world with Travis Scott. That is a perfect example of a full moon event. Travis Scott, born April 30th, 1991. Actually, I don't have his birth time, but, you know, and actually the moon actually changed signs on his birthday. But I am willing to bet that his moon is at 27 degrees of Scorpio. And that is why. And the moon is the public. It represents, you know, the public as well. So for him to have such a devastating public event involving death, the last degrees of Scorpio are known for that. So I'm willing to bet more than anything that he's a late degree Scorpio moon, and this eclipse just pretty much set it all the way off. So our condolences to everyone involved in that tragedy. And also to, you know, sending love to Travis as well. I've heard all of the rumors and the, you know, the speculation, and, you know, and it is something shaky about it. I just don't feel like he understood or knew what and who he was dealing with. I think he's just a rapper. I think he just showed up for work. I think he put on the clothes they wanted him to put on. He just did what he was supposed to do based on what he rehearsed. I don't think he kind of really understood. And if he did, shame on him. But I'm just not really buying that he kind of really understood the people that he was involved with that orchestrated all of that. But we're not here to talk about conspiracy theories. So, but yeah, so this full moon in the sign of Taurus, Taurus is our values. Taurus is our money, our stability, how we earn money. It's our possessions. And one thing, one of the reasons why I say this eclipse has already been in effect is because just looking at Taurus being our ability to earn money, our, you know, and looking at the Great Resignation. And remember now, full moons represent endings as well. So you have an ending in Taurus in the last degrees, and this year was the year of the Great Resignation. People were just quitting their jobs left and right. There was a change. There's some type of transition or change in their value system. It's how they make their money, you know, is coming to an end. So we've seen a lot of people, especially in the service industry, just up and doing something else. So I actually blame this eclipse for, I don't really blame it, but I do believe that it was definitely a major player in how that played out. And speaking of eclipses, one thing that you have to understand about eclipses is the duration. From what I understand, I just saw an article that was stating this eclipse is going to be one of the longest eclipses. The duration of the eclipse is going to be one of the longest of the century, which is really major. The significance of that is that with an eclipse, each hour of an eclipse, for every hour that the sun is eclipsed, it represents a year. And for every hour that the moon is eclipsed, it represents a month. So the duration or the length of the eclipse can tell us how long we will be under its influence or be affected by it. So with this November 19th eclipse, because this is a lunar eclipse and it's said to last 3 whole hours, which is pretty long for an eclipse. So 3 hours is the equivalent of 3 whole months. So we will be under this influence for the next 3 months. So wherever in your chart Taurus and Scorpio resides, that is the houses and that's the areas of life that you will be experiencing an ending, a change of your values. Scorpio is death. Scorpio is rebirth, it's renewal. So not necessarily a physical death, but an ending of some sort, very significant, very permanent ending or change in those areas of your life. So if you know your birth time, and you can, it's very important to know your birth time, it's well worth digging, going to the hospital that you were born, getting a copy of your birth certificate is very much well worth the time and the effort and the money spent to do that. That way you know what area of life you will be affected. Other notes I had about this. Also, I want out that back in the old days of old, astrologers were very much concerned about eclipses and their kings and the rulers of their land, because an eclipse in the king's chart was an omen, or it was affecting the whole entire nation or the whole entire kingdom. And I say that to say this eclipse is actually hitting our president. Yes, Joe Biden was born November 20th, 1942. So this eclipse is hitting him dead on his son. So we are going to keep him uplifted, whether you voted for him or not, whether you like him or not, because what happens to him or what happens to any of our presidents, and especially in terms of a major eclipse on their birthday or the day before their birthday, is an omen for us because Joe Biden is a late degree Scorpio, that's a omen of death. I'm just going to be real. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to be straight up. It's an omen of death. So we have what? The next eclipse? We have between now and May of next year when we are hit again, because one thing about eclipses, they come in pairs. So we're experiencing the full moon in Taurus this go-round, but May 16th of 2022 is going to be round two. And that's going to be the eclipse in Scorpio, full moon in Scorpio. So they all go hand in hand. So we are going to experience, it's going to be a lot of deaths, more so than usual. And I want you guys to be careful, especially around December 8th, 9th, and 10th. That is when Mars will cross over the eclipse degree. It'll also be, Venus will also be conjuncting Pluto at that time. So probably a lot of crimes of passion involved. Please don't, no creeping, no cheating on your man, no cheating on your woman, no stepping out. This is just not the time. This is not the season. We're just not under the influence for that. And I also want to, speaking of the whole astral world thing, I want to speak to the whole Pluto and Scorpio generation, because those are the people that I've put on the prayer list. We're all actually on the prayer list for this eclipse, these eclipses. But they are definitely, definitely at the top of the prayer list. Pluto and Scorpio generation, 1983 to 1985. But special, not really the 80s babies, because those are early degree. We're dealing more with the late degree Scorpio, Pluto and Scorpio generation, which are those kids born between 93 and 96. And I also want to put special honorable mention special on the children or the people born between 94 and 95 who have Pluto in those late degrees of Scorpio. So yeah, y'all are on the prayer list. If you have children, nieces, nephews, uplift them in prayer. Their generation is about to go through a significant transition, a significant change. And that change is going to come the hard way. It's going to be through death, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. And a lot of that generation, unfortunately, did not grow up in households that maybe went to church or maybe had a spiritual influence over them. You know, they just don't. And unfortunately, you know, in hindsight, looking back on it, you know, it's a shame because they're dealing with a lot, especially their generation. They're going to have to fight these demons that are let loose on the world. But without them having a spiritual center, it may be increasingly hard for them to do that. So, yeah, keep those in mind. Keep those dates in mind. Keep our president uplifted because, like I said, if he got a cold, we all got pneumonia because it's going to trickle down and have an effect on us as well, whatever happens in his chart. So that's about it. There's also an eclipse happening on December the 4th. That's going to be a solar eclipse, the new moon in Sag at 12 degrees. I see you in chat, Southern Girl. You're saying Biden is older and people are concerned. I'm concerned about his health. I am concerned about his health. So there will be I'm confident to say, like 85% sure that there will be something significant happening in his life within the next 6 months. Before, within the next 6 months, especially the next year. But definitely, because he's going to get hit twice. He's going to get hit on the ninth on his birthday, and he's also that eclipse next year is going to hit him as well. So that you got to add another 6 months to that. So it's definitely going to be a rough year for him. So you said, what are the signs? Scorpio and Taurus are the signs. Now, for the eclipse on December the 4th, the new moon eclipse, that is going to hit Sagittarius and Gemini people. So we're going to keep our Sagittarius and our Geminis uplifted as well, especially the ones born within the first couple of weeks of the sign. They are definitely going to be affected by that. But one thing about, at least with the new moon, it's about new beginnings. It's not painful endings. So, and also, one interesting thing about eclipses is that they are, so though for especially for those of you who are not in a good place, down and out, things aren't going good, eclipses bring reversals. So an eclipse is a welcome thing for someone who has not been doing so good and things haven't been going well, because it's going to, something's going to happen and it's going to reverse the circumstances. So It's not always a bad thing. I don't want you to leave here tonight all doom and gloom. I do want you to be aware, because it is a serious thing. One thing about eclipses hitting the Pleiades and hitting the last degrees of Scorpio and Taurus, it's going to be some death involved. So keep your people uplifted in prayer. Keep yourselves uplifted in prayer. This is a great time to be anchored in spirituality, because, you know, they're not playing no more. They are not playing. They out here, they doing demonic stuff. They just doing a lot. It's weighing me down to even think about it. So I'm going to go ahead on and get on to the readings, so that I can get to everyone this evening. If you are listening and you want a reading tonight, please press 1 so that you are put in the queue. And with that, I'm going to go to the first caller. Caller from the 302-538. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my first time calling in, so I don't know what information you need from me.
Oh, okay. I will need your birth date, birth time, and birthplace.
Okay. November 18th, 1973. 5:08 p.m. Lumberton, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. The speed trap. Boy, one thing about Lumberton, you ain't for the speed through Lumberton and get away with it.
Right.
We was just coming through Lumberton. Man, let me tell you, boy, we wide open. We get to Lumberton, we going like a snail. No, ma'am. Lumberton will not eat off us.
Right.
Oh, they need to stop that. They be waiting. And they love stopping them out-of-state tags, too. They love stopping them out-of-state tags.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so November 9th. So this is actually, you are, I don't know if I said
November
that.
18th.
So November 18th, 1973, 5:08 p.m., Lumberton, North Carolina. Okay, so you are actually, this eclipse is actually, and remember, guys, with an eclipse, it's far-reaching, so even if the eclipse has not happened on your birthday, especially if it's happening the day before, the day after, but you are definitely being affected by this eclipse. Let's see how. Okay, so you don't have a lot of major aspects going to your sun. Oh, this is going to, so these eclipses are going to hit you in your first and seventh house. So this is going to be, the seventh house represents partnership, marriage, Are you seeing anyone right now? Are you married?
No.
Seeing anyone?
Totally single.
Totally single? That is going to change.
Yeah.
That is definitely going to change. And let me pull up. Let me look at your card. How old are you?
I am 47. Well, next week, 48.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and you're pretty much already in 48. All right, eight of hearts. Mm-hmm. Okay, so age 48, this is going to be a very social year for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to get social. But you know what? It's not going to stay. I hope you take advantage of this.
Okay.
I hope you take advantage of I hope you take advantage of these opportunities. I'm just, you know, one thing about your chart is you don't have a lot of major aspects going to your sun. So normally when that happens, the person's father was absent or there was something going on with the dad.
Yeah. I mean, he was there, but not there.
Okay. Now, one thing about aspects in our chart, especially major ones, I'm not going to say it's not his fault. I'm going to say I understand if he was not.
I understand. I know more now as an adult than I knew as a child. I didn't understand, but I know what happened, yeah. So,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, your chart, one thing about your chart, there has to be, for things to manifest in your life, it has to have, your chart has to pretty much show it. And it has to, you know, just be aware, and if it hasn't happened before, but your chart does show that your partners, that you could attract a lot of men who have problems with alcohol. So watch out for that because your chart, you could be a magnet for that, men that can't control their drink.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to watch out for that. But, yeah, this is, if you have not been wanting a relationship of some sort, it's coming into play. So you're going to be making changes physically, your outward appearance. You're about to be really focused on making changes with that within this next year. It's going to start pretty much now, if it hasn't already. And
yeah,
you're going to keep up and continue with it. Oh, it has. Okay. You're going to keep up with it. May, the eclipse in May is going to, if you stay, whatever you're doing, if you stay consistent with it, May 16th, that eclipse is going to, you're definitely going to see progress and change. So you're definitely going to be on it. So that's pretty much going to be your focus. But whatever those changes are, you're going to notice that you're pretty popular this year. Age 48, you're going to be very popular, and you're going to want to get out before the public. It's no hiding. I know Scorpio is kind of secretive and got to, you know, slink away to their hiding places, but you're going to want to be more social. But you're still so. That's a conversation card. So that was just what I just noticed. I didn't even ask you what you want to know. You probably don't even want to know all that. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I did. I was wondering about the relationship thing. And, I mean, is it going to be anything soon or is it going to – I don't know. And
you're going to meet
also,
someone with – you're going to meet someone within the first 52 days of turning 48, but I don't see it I don't see it really lasting.
Okay.
See, the catch 22 about this year for you is going to be you're going to have the magnetism to attract, but for some reason you're not going to want to be bothered at certain points of the year, and you're going to be more focused on work.
Mm-hmm.
Like this spring, I can see you taking on another job, some type of project, creative project of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you're already, or you're supposed to be, or you could be a workaholic. You have Venus in Capricorn. Venus in Capricorn people love to work, and they love to stay busy and be doing something. So this year could also have you, learning something new, studying something, learning something new. Don't get discouraged.
I'm in school.
If oh, you are? Okay, good. Please don't get discouraged.
I just started.
It's
my first semester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. Don't get discouraged because you may hit a point where it might get a little challenging, but just keep pushing through. Just please keep pushing through.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. But, yeah. Yeah. So,
and
yeah,
my question about what I was studying was, I was wondering, because I feel like my purpose is like a humanitarian thing. Like I want to work with abused women and children. And I chose human services and to go into social work because of that. And the question in my mind is, am I on the right, path, the right direction? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
I would say definitely, and that is because your 10th house is ruled by Aquarius, and Aquarius is the ultimate humanitarian. It's you wanting to, even though you don't, I don't think you don't like people, but you like people, but I don't know, it's funny. You're funny because, you want to help people, but sometimes you don't really like people. I don't know. I understand your chart by looking at it. I understand you because I'm looking at your chart, but it kind of can confuse people. Like, you might confuse people. Like, you don't like people, but you want to go save the world. But, yeah, that is where your blessings lie. Your blessings. And you know what? The planet of blessings and protection, being in your 10th house in Aquarius, you're definitely on the right track with anything on the humanitarian path. Also, IT and computers, too. Anything dealing with technology as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was saying on my last show about nonprofits and things of that nature.
Yes.
So, that is something you need to look into, especially, I don't know what's going to happen, but nonprofits are going to be, people are going to be.
Yes. I'm saying yes is because that was part of it. Like I wanted to have a nonprofit with transitional housing for them. So that was,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the gift of gab, so you can do it. You can do it.
Okay.
You really can. Yeah, I like your chart. Now, one thing I will say, I will caution, you do have, you have Mercury in square to Jupiter, so that can be sometimes a flaw in our judgment, or overlooking important details. So when you're setting up, and this is actually not just with setting up your nonprofit, make sure you always have a legal person on your team to check over your contracts and things of that nature.
Okay.
You always want to double and triple check your contracts. But you got a good chart, and I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
Okay. Well, I'm excited also.
Go out there and save the world and help those victims.
Okay.
Help those victims.
I will.
And thank you for calling the show. And please call back in and keep us updated on what's going on.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All righty. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Caller from the 502. I think they fell asleep on us. 502-712, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my first time.
Yay, welcome. So I will need your birth date, birth time, and birthplace.
Hey, this is for a child. The birthday is 9/23/20.
This is a little baby.
It's a little baby.
They ain't even had time. You got you an Equinox baby at that. And what time were they born?
9:18 p.m.
9:18. And what city and state?
He was born in Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington, Kentucky. So this baby, you've got you a nice Equinox baby, Taurus rising, Mars in the 12th. Moon square sun. Oh, so this baby, things weren't too good between mom and dad.
No.
During conception or delivery. Things weren't good.
No, not at all.
Yes, it's showing in the chart like mad friction. Oh, wow. This baby is going to be extremely smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Okay.
Don't let them tell you otherwise. The baby, anytime, and this goes for anybody, anyone with the moon and Mercury in good aspect, they're smart. The only thing that may hinder him is this a boy?
Boy, yep.
Okay, the only thing that would hinder him is he does have his Mercury in affliction to Jupiter and Saturn. So, and Pluto. Okay, so that could, no, his moon is solid. His moon is solid. So even if there are delays in learning, if, you know, it's to where he's slower or can't catch on, when he get it, he gonna keep it. He's going to retain it. Once he get it, he got it. So, but he's smart. So don't let him try to, you know, don't let him talk you into doing this and doing that and drugging him up or this and that and... what else I like about his chart? So, Venus in Leo, he needs all the loves and all the cuddles, all the hugs, all the kisses. They love attention. Even if he can't express it, he needs the love. He needs the attention. If not, he will more than likely act out or show out.
Okay.
Oh, he's got Mars and Saturn. Venus has got Mars. Ninth house. I would put him in sports early. I would keep he needs to be kept busy. He's going to have to be kept busy. Wow. There is a abundance of energy that needs a positive outlet.
Already.
If not, if not, it's going to be a mess, a disaster. He has to be, he needs a routine. He needs an outlet because he just has an abundance of energy. But anytime, but his, I would put him in some type of, as soon as he can be, put him in something. Keep him in something year round to where, okay, once this sport is ending, you got to go to do this one. He's gonna need that outlet, or they're gonna try to medicate him.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll try to medicate him. And watch out for depression. He does have Mercury and Saturn in square. Watch out for depression. Watch out, and this probably won't come up until later. But watch his environment. Watch his environment. This is a child's chart. He can't grow up in the hood at all. At all.
We have limited control over that.
this child did not need to be growing up in the hood. A lot of his problems are going to be him doing it to himself. A lot of his problems are going to be because of himself and his actions, his self undoing. So he needs to find a positive way to, and it'll make sense later, the older he gets, but he needs a positive outlet for, a constructive outlet for his anger, and learning how to voice his frustrations, his anger. Once he starts holding things in, it's going to get to the point where it's going to come out. It's just going to come out like, you know, in a very destructive manner.
Mm.
He gonna be when he gets to talking, he gonna pop off. He gonna be something now when he start talking. So it's all gonna make sense later.
Okay.
But I like his chart with a lot of guidance, a lot of love. But with a lot of love, a lot of guidance. You know, he could really make his mark on the world if he can just stay focused, stay positive.
Okay.
And let's see, his house of, but I like that. He going to love his kids. Oh, he going to be a good dad. He going to love his kids. He going to love his kids. So the mother, so what is, hold on, I didn't even pull up. Let me pull up his, you're the mother?
No, I'm one of the godparents.
Oh, you're a godparent. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your birthday?
Mine is 12/3/81.
Oh, this eclipse is... This eclipse is about to hit you. Let's see. Moon on Jupiter. Good job, Pluto. Okay, 12/3/81. Let's look at how you fit in his life. So, well, I guess you're dedicated. This, so his Saturn is, oh, wow, y'all have extreme karma together.
What does that mean?
But he kind of dries up your pockets, though. When they Saturn on your Venus, it kind of, he dries up your money.
Yeah, I've had.
Well, how is it? How are you the godparent and he making your pockets hurt? How is that? Make it make sense.
Part time caregiver too. I probably have.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. That is okay. Well, yeah, it's showing. It's, and that's what it is. MC, hold on a second. 12-3. Let me pull up your card. I want to see what your card is. Okay, so you're a 2. And he's an ace. Okay. Whew. Well, I just hope you maintain your patience. He's going to try you.
He's
going to try you. He's going to try you. He's going to you. Now, don't you be in there yoking that boy up now. Later on when he get of yoking age, don't you be yoking him up, because you're going to want to, because he's going to try you. But there's a loyalty and there's a dedication there that's unbreakable.
Yeah.
It's definitely unbreakable. Definitely. But yeah, he needs the love. And let me see, are you capable? You got Venus in Corn. I don't even know if you capable of giving him all that love and he attention wise that he needs. Let's see, you ain't. Where's your water? You ain't got no. Who letting you take care of their child? You ain't got no water in your jar. How did you get this? Must have been some dire circumstances. Cause Lord, where's your nurturing at? It's like you're good at throwing the money and handling the, you know, but the nurturing, the where's that?
I'm nurturing, but I do it because I have to. I never want to
see that. Oh, he's a burden. I'm not going to say burden, but he's a wet blanket. I'll say that. This is not, you know, it's real heavy. It's really, really heavy. But, yeah.
My fiance helps with the nurturing part a lot.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. I was about to call the people on your ass. No, I'm just playing. I don't even know who you are, ma'am. You safe. He's safe.
We
I ain't
going to
call the people. You're gonna handle responsibility. You're going to handle the responsibility. That is for sure. It is a burden, but you're going to do it. You're drawn to do it. It's your karma. Y'all have Venus and Saturn in a tight lock. So this is the karma of it. So, but get him together now, because before he can get out of hand and out of control, and keep him safe. He got Mars. What's his eighth house? Oh well, he got Jupiter on his. Let me see, Jupiter, Cap. I don't know. Let's see, second house. Mercury. There's a lot of potential here. If he's got it right, it's a lot of potential. But he's definitely going to need someone to guide him in the right direction, so that he can tap in and get the wealth out of this chart that he can get that's promised. And work on your nurture. But I mean, I guess we can't ask you to do no more for him than you would do for anybody. I mean, you just don't have the water in your chart to do that. You're all air, fire. Your Earth is in, you got Venus and Earth. But in terms of, unless you're a water, or your rising sign is a water sign, you don't have the water.
No, it's Aries.
Nurturing. you ain't got the nurturing. You ain't got the nurturing. Oh, the poor baby. He got Venus and Leo. He need all the hugs and kisses and caress, attention. Just he need it. And you, poor thing. Poor thing. Well, hopefully he does not hinder you from doing all the wheeling and dealing that your Two of Diamonds needs to do. You want to do some extra wheeling and dealing to, because he gonna be on your pockets. That's not going away. It's always gonna be something.
Mm.
It's always gonna be
something.
That's not going away.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. Fair warning.
Fair warning. You've been warned. Oh, that poor baby. I got to call the people and get him removed. Well, no, you said your fiance. Okay, if your fiance is wait. When your fiance's birthday? Let me do the check on him. I might have to call
3/31/82. You know who she is.
You said what? What's the birthday?
3/31/82.
3/31/82. Do I know? 3/31/82. Maybe if I see it, it'll jog my memory. Oh, yeah, I know this chart. This twin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you? It's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, well, he in good hands then. I don't even need to. He good.
We take good care of
him. Well, I thank you so much for calling in and supporting the show. Tell Twin I said hello.
I will, and thank you.
Thank you. You call back next week so I can read you the Riot Act.
Oh, all right.
I'm just teasing. I'll be nice. I'll be gentle.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for
so
calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Twin, if you listening, girl, get that boy away from her. I'm just playing. Okay, I'm going to the next caller. Caller from the 803-971.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Date of birth, 2/19/83. I don't know the exact time.
Ooh, okay. We'll try it one or two ways. What is the sun sign? What's your mother's sun sign?
Mother's sun sign. Aries, I believe.
You don't know when your mama's birthday. You don't know your mama's birthday.
Oh yeah.
I'm putting Aries on the chart. I'm
birthday. May.
You ought to be ashamed. Oh Lord.
My mind is not there. I am messed up in the head right now. It's a blessed day, but
Okay, so what date were you born? City and state were you born?
New Jersey.
Okay.
Wellingboro, New Jersey.
Okay, one moment. Let's see. I'm putting Aries on the ascendant. Wellingboro, New Jersey. So February 19th of 1983.
Correct.
Okay. So let's see. All right. So you are 0 degrees Pisces, and Moon in Taurus, Venus and Mars in Pisces. Okay. And what's your question tonight?
I'm trying to see far as career-wise, how is it looking? I mean, I've been setting some goals, but how is that looking?
Now, for career, see, this is where the time comes into play, because I can't tell where all of this energy that I'm seeing, what houses and what areas of life they're playing out in. Just by putting Aries on your ascendant, it's still not going to help me. Let's see. Let's try this. Because you have Venus and Mars in Pisces. What do you do now?
I am a professional cleaner. I also do hair.
Oh, okay. Let's see. All right. Let's go to, and how old are you right now?
I am 38.
38. Okay, so since I don't have your birth time, we're going to go to the cards to answer that question. So you were born a Six of Diamonds, and you're a Queen of Diamonds. So definitely working for yourself is definitely in the picture. One thing about, even though you are a Queen of Diamonds, it sits in your house of Neptune. Neptune is what we fantasize about. It's not something that's tangible that you can hold. Neptune energy is not on this plane a reality.
Okay.
It's our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, you know, things that we daydream about. So that shows me with you having the Queen of Diamonds and Neptune, it's something that you do more daydreaming about than actual maybe reality.
But more.
But.
Yeah. Okay.
It is definitely something that you can attain. You are the Queen of Diamonds. That is your birthright. The Queen of Diamonds is the businesswoman, she's the epitome of the whole diamond suit, money. So it's your birthright. You just have to find a way to bring it out of the world of dreams into the world of reality. You also have the Ten of Diamonds. That's a card of the blessed card. It doesn't get any better than that in terms of luck and blessings and protection. You have that in your Mars. So anytime you are, Mars is action. Anytime you take action, you're you're guaranteed a successful outcome. It's just taking action.
Okay.
Looking in your chart, I don't even need to know, you know, the time of birth to know Venus conjunct Mars and Pisces. Pisces energy, and you're a 0-degree Pisces. So you're already a critical Pisces right there. Then you got Venus and Mars in Pisces. So all of this Pisces energy, is it makes you very lethargic. It makes you just want to dream. Pisces is a dreamer, and you're great at dreams and schemes, but it's all about bringing it to reality, staying grounded enough to make it manifest because, you know, you can only live in your head so much. You can only fantasize and daydream so much.
Mm-hmm.
So you That's just right. have to work on taking action. But the good news is Jupiter, planet of blessings and protection, is going into Pisces at the end of the year. Even though it's
okay.
short-lived, yes. So you're about to get blessed immensely. Very much so. I wish we knew what time you're born to see where, but regardless of what, we'll know when it you'll know when it happens because opportunities are going to just pretty much come left
well,
and right,
I'm
left and right.
Excited.
But remember,
it's
now
like something exciting is going to come. I don't know, but I do feel like it. I'm not going to. I'm gonna just stay positive with this. It's
yes.
Gonna, okay.
Yes. Please. And matter of fact, let me give you a time frame that you need to be looking out for.
I can feel something. I don't know. I ain't even hoping that if it's for me, it's for me. I know that. So I don't know what it is. But I feel like it's going to be something. And it may not be something big or small, but I do feel like something. I'm just going to be patient and be positive.
Right. Right. So this is going to be this spring. And definitely around the time, the end of... keep going.
Shoot, it might just be my
April. This is April, I'm sorry. April. There we go.
Okay.
So this April is when... This April. Love life, too. Love life.
Thank you. All right. That was awesome. I'll take that.
Yes, you will. Okay,
thank
good,
you.
good. Well, thank you for calling and supporting
right.
the show.
And I'll be on.
Okay, support. Well, call us back and give us an update.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Okay, we're going into the next caller. Caller from the 302-387.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello. Date of birth 4/12/74, Dover, Delaware. I don't know the time.
Okay.
I just want to know what my chart says.
And Dover. Well, it's a lot it can say, so we need to narrow it. And then without having your time, I'm going to put you at noon and give you a noon. Okay. So I got your chart. Let me pull up here. And how old are you?
47.
74. Okay, none. Another Queen of Diamonds. So Nine of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds, King of Clubs, and you said 47. Okay, so, all right, so you are in, right now you are in, oh, wow. So basically on your chart, so basically our year, when I say year, I mean not necessarily calendar year. I'm talking year from your birthday to your birthday. So our year is broken up into 7 52-day periods. Your hardest time of the year based on your chart is between November 6th and December 27th. So how is Thanksgiving and Christmas the hardest time of the year for you? That's terrible. That is so bad to have your Saturn period during that time. So this is, and this goes for a lot of Aries people, this is where their hardest time of the year falls. Oh, my goodness. So I'm looking at your chart for this year. So you are in Saturn. And since your Saturn period just started, I'm showing the energy for this period is going to be that of making sacrifices. Typically for someone, well, yeah, typically for someone younger than yourself, but yeah, this, the theme for this 52-day period is going to be that of sacrifice. But what is it that you, let me go to your...
Well, I don't want to sacrifice. I've done that already. So let's get back on that, because I don't like the way that sounds. I wonder when I don't have to give so much no more. I feel like I've given enough. Okay.
You're
give me
Queen of
better
Diamonds.
Than that.
But I'm sorry, you're the Queen of Diamonds. The Queen of Diamonds can't stop giving. She's the philanthropist, so she can't. She's, if she is in her element, and she is handling her business, she, you know, that's one of your cards. That's one of your energy signatures, is that of a woman that is financially successful and being a successful businesswoman. So 9 times out of 10, what I've noticed with readings is that when people aren't stepping into their power and they're not living, you know, up to their full potential of their chart cards, that's what leaves the voids in our lives, and that's what leaves us empty and, you know, wondering and, you know, lost, is because it's kind of like driving on a road and you've gotten off on the wrong exit, and you just feel like it's something more. I'm missing something. Something's missing. And it's because at this point, you're supposed to be a successful businesswoman. And
well,
if your
I
life
feel
does
like
not
that.
Match that. You, oh, okay.
Because I was going to school, but I didn't finish nursing. But I feel like maybe that's not what I should be doing. I should be doing something else, but I'm just not sure what that something else is. You're saying business. I like
but you
working
can have a business
kids.
That
I,
helps
I,
people at the same time.
Well, yeah. I've started out doing a nonprofit business, but I'm just,
well, we're coming up on
the
nonprofit season, so that's good. The season of nonprofit is definitely coming. I think once you get started, and I think you're going to enjoy, and whether you know it or not, Just looking at your cards, you have the salesman card in your Jupiter. So you would do good in sales, whether you realize it or not. You have that ability. You just have to tap in. But you have that ability.
Okay.
You definitely have that ability. I think you have a seven of spades. I think utilize more. You have the seven of spades energy, and that sits in your Mercury. And what that means is Mercury is what we're thinking about, how we communicate. And on the negative side, it's illness and sickness. So you need to guard against worrying or overthinking about sickness and illness, and reaching for the high side of that card and keeping your thoughts on hope and faith. If you keep your thoughts on hope and faith, that can bring your whole chart in alignment, and then you can kind of get back on the path. But this is telling me is that the negative thinking, the overthinking, the, you know, just the whole mental health thing is hindering you. You also have the Three of Clubs in Mercury. Three of Clubs is a writer's card. The Three of Clubs is creative. It's a lot of creative energy, but it's scattered. So I think everything is centering around your thought process. And
okay.
If you can heal that and get that in alignment, everything else can fall into place. Everything else can fall
okay.
into place.
Okay.
But you got a good chart, though. You got a Two of Clubs in Venus. Two of Clubs is the conversation card. That's someone that loves to talk. You have the Ten of Hearts under that. The Ten of Hearts is a large group of people. You would do well, whether you know it or not, or whether you have the confidence or not, of talking and communicating with large groups of people, helping them in some way, shape, or form with whatever knowledge that you have. So whatever you know and you are, you know, comfortable with sharing, you could share with large groups of people, and they would pay you for your knowledge and expertise.
Okay.
It may not sound like, oh, what do I know, and I don't know, and then, whatever skill you have the power to master it. I know that you have the King of Clubs, which is the master of knowledge, in your Mars. So whatever you learn, you master it, and you can pass that knowledge on, and people would pay you for it.
Ooh.
They would really,
they would
come to hear you talk and listen to what you're saying, and they would pay you. And
I'm,
I know
I'm
that
only,
you're like,
what? I'm only laughing at that because I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago, and a couple of people in the group said they like hearing me talk, that I had a voice that they like listening to, and I should do more speaking at meetings. They said I had a good meeting voice, so that's why I'm just laughing because
I
heard this just.
I thought you were laughing.
I heard that just a couple weeks ago. Like, are you guys crazy? Like, I don't think my voice is nice at all. But the people on the call actually thought it was really nice and that I should do more speaking. That's why I thought that was funny. So.
Oh, okay. But yeah,
that's the second time I heard that.
You have the card that represents conversation in Venus and with the Ten of Hearts. So yeah, groups of people would love to hear what you have to say and sharing your expertise and knowledge and everything. But yeah, just, you know, but that sales shit, yo, that I'm telling you, even if you don't like selling shit, you would be the salesperson that hates to sell, but you show up to work and you get all the sales and you make more money and you're the lead seller and you don't even like doing it. And, you know, it's just something that comes easy and natural, whether you like to do it or not. But just got to get that mind steady first, and you'll be on your way.
All right. I will work on that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to the next caller. Caller from the 917-435.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
We ain't got no time to be. Don't ask me that. We ain't got no time on the call. So what's your birthday?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from the Hi. I'm calling from the New York and New Jersey area.
I need to move to New York because New York and New Jersey love me. Okay. And what's your birth?
Yeah, it's 8-12-71.
August 12th of 71. What time?
2:30.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M. A.M.
A.M., you sure?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what city and state?
New York City.
New York City. So August 12th, 1971, 2:30 in the morning, New York City, New York. Okay, and what is your question today?
Okay. So so there's a job that I would like to apply for, and I'm thinking about submitting my resume tomorrow. Based off my astrology sign, is tomorrow a good time, or should I just wait until the following week?
A week, unless you're trying to avoid a void, of course, moon, a week is really not going to make a difference when you're talking about something like that. But let's see. Anyway. All right. You've got 18 Leo, 3 moon. Oh, your moon is strong. Oh, you're super duper smart. Aww. Yay. Okay. Venus and Leo. Oh, you're so full of yourself. Oh, you're so full of yourself. Jupiter. Okay, so this eclipse is actually hitting your Jupiter, and that is your sixth house cusp. And let's see the condition of your Jupiter. Okay. Now, are you applying for something you're qualified for, or are you applying for something you're not qualified for?
I'm actually applying for something that I am qualified for. I just have to change my resume because I was just looking at the resume, and the way she had it worded, it make it seem as if I'm into accounting and when I'm not. So I just have to tweak it a little bit.
Okay. Because your Jupiter – oh, okay, but Pluto, okay. Okay, so it doesn't. You would get this. An opportunity is coming because Pluto, Jupiter work. Oh yeah, it doesn't matter. You can. It doesn't matter. Let me make sure the moon is not void tomorrow, though. I will do that.
Not like I can wait until the 19th.
Well, actually, I like the 19th better because the sun will be exactly on your Jupiter. But the only thing that concerns me is that it's an eclipse. I don't want your paperwork, submitted it on the eclipse day. I don't want it to get lost or lost in the shuffle. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the only thing about an eclipse, because an eclipse is literally an eclipse. Like, you know, it's real. Let me... Floyd, let me look up the chart. But I do like that your Jupiter is being activated. This eclipse will activate your Jupiter, so it is going to bring an opportunity. You have natally Jupiter sextile Pluto. That is an opportunity. And and Jupiter. Oh, you got Sag intercepted, and it's squaring the sun. You'll be fine. The sun square in Jupiter is not. You can still get a benefit from it. It's just with this opposition to Saturn, I feel like somebody has to lose something in order for you to gain with this position. So it's like somebody losing their position in hiring. What do you know about the people that are doing the hiring, like the circumstances?
I there's an agency that I signed up with, and I was actually going through the employment agency. For us, the people that work there, I do not know them. I do have experience in human resources. I worked in employee benefits for the last 2 years. So there's two positions that are open, and I just wanted to apply. I think I might just apply for them both.
I believe you're going to get the job that somebody is going to lose. So don't be surprised if you get it and then you get in there and you hear them saying, oh, yeah, they got rid of such and such, and that's why they had to bring you in. Like, it's somebody has to take a loss. That's just pretty much how your Jupiter works all in all. Like, somebody's got to take a loss.
Okay, which position do you think will be more beneficial? The benefit specialist position or the human resources assistant? I like the benefit.
You need the position that gives you the greatest authority.
Okay, all right.
Where you can shine, that displays your skills for communicating, for writing, speaking. That is the position you need. But you need the one that gives you the greatest position and freedom. Like, you got maybe one person over you. Like, you can't be low on the totem pole at all.
Okay.
It's just that you're so smart. You're just too smart to be under people. And then you are very conceited. conceited. You are. I'm not lying.
Okay.
But you have reason, though. You have reason.
Yes, Pam. Yes.
You do have reason. I'll give you that. But you just got to be, and you got smart friends, too. So the whole gang's smart. So y'all just sit around just judging people and y'all just sit around judging people for being dumb. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your house of friends. I was just looking at your house of friends, and you got good aspects. You got good you got good aspects between. But yeah, they're smart. You're smart. They're smart. But of course, you wouldn't hang out with dumb people. But yeah, your snobbery is warranted. It's within reason.
Okay.
It's within reason. But yeah, something's gonna pop. But another thing I wanna point out that you have a lot of people don't have, you have Jupiter and Neptune in conjunction. Even though they're a little raggedy, they're a little afflicted. It's an aspect of having powers of wishing and manifestation. So you're gonna wish your way into anything you pretty much want anyway. So it really doesn't matter what day you. Whether you knew you had that power or not, you actually do.
Thank you.
That power. So yeah, keep us. I'm so interested to see how this turns out. So please keep us posted. I'm here every 2 weeks.
All right. So I will call back in 2 weeks. And you said to go ahead and submit the resume. Wait for the 19th, or I can do it tomorrow. The 19th is fine. I'll go for the 19th.
I'm glad you reminded me. Let me look at the calendar for the Void of Moon course. Let me just make sure it's not Void tomorrow. Let's see. Tomorrow is the 12th, November the 12th. November 11th, November 12th. Oh, no, the moon void now. Oh, no, you're good. Okay, so the void is over at 2:54 a.m. Oh, so you're good. The moon's void right now. Okay. If you want to do it tomorrow, that's fine. If you want to do it, if spirit is moving, is calling for you to do it tomorrow, that's fine. You can do it tomorrow. It's just my little superstition. It's like, I don't know, I'm just, the sun being, the eclipse happening.
It's up to you. I can wait. I mean, I'm taking your advice. You think tomorrow's not good? If you think I should wait a week to send it on the 19th, then I can do it on the 19th.
Let me look and see where the moon is going to be. So the moon will be in Pisces. So in your chart, that is – so the moon will be in the 9th house. Actually, we want to get technical and go by your chart. When the moon Monday, actually.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking for Monday. I was actually going for Monday.
You are good. Okay. Because Monday, let me make sure the moon is not void on Monday. Okay. So Monday is the 14th. Is that the 14th? No, the 15th. Mm-hmm. So the 15th. Monday is the 15th. Okay, so 14th. Okay, good. Monday. The moon will not be void.
Okay.
It'll be in your 10th house of career. I would go for Monday. And then by, you should hear something by Friday. So if you submit it Monday, you should hear. Yeah, because remember, the sun will be dead ass on your Jupiter. So this eclipse is hitting you right on your Jupiter, like exact. The eclipse is at 27 degrees Taurus and Scorpio, so the sun will be on your Jupiter. So but that's Friday. So I just feel like something done on an eclipse is going to carry the energy of an eclipse and be eclipse. That's why I said, you know, paperwork getting lost and, you know, just something quirky happening. But, yeah, regardless of what, I'm confident that you'll get it because, you know, your Jupiter is being activated and it is setting off your natal promise with the sextile that it has natally to Pluto in Virgo. Virgo is work, so. And
okay.
Not to mention, this new moon, the new moon eclipse on December 4th is happening in your sixth house. So that's new. So this would have to be some place where you would be getting new coworkers, because a solar eclipse is something new happening, not like I'm moving, I'm moving up in some place that I'm currently at. This has to be someplace new.
Yeah, it's definitely someplace new. Yeah, it's not where
okay,
I
good. So this
now.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No.
So then.
Yes.
So everything is falling into place for you to have a new beginning and new coworkers next month for the season of Sagittarius. So, yeah, that's where this new moon eclipse is taking place. But
okay, that sounds good.
Not to scare you.
Okay.
When you get these new coworkers, watch out for them.
Somebody told me that, because I normally get a psychic reading when I apply, based on around the people, for example, if it's new surrounding, and I was told to watch out for two men or two women, and not to involve myself with them, just to stay back from them.
Okay,
and
well,
I wouldn't be doing that.
And let me add on to that. Let me piggyback and say, the Geminis and the younger people.
Okay.
Add them to the list, too.
Stay away
the
from
Geminis
them. Okay.
And the young people. And be careful what you say to, because, you know, you got Saturn in Gemini in the 12th. So a large part of your problems and karma come from, you know, the shit you be saying to people and, you know, gossiping and... You can't gossip with your coworkers. They'll stab you in the back. They'll collect it, and they'll secretly use it against you. So just, you know, go to work, do your job, and go home. Don't
okay.
fool up with your coworkers, because they not
all
your
right,
friends.
Just leave them there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I will just leave them there. Not
okay.
a problem. Okay.
Well, keep
I was, yeah. I will. And let me just ask you one more thing. I have a legal matter coming up. You think I should just submit the paperwork on Friday, on Monday as well, too?
Let's see. Legal.
Because I was
going to
go up next Friday.
Let me look at your, who rules your, you got Saturn ruling your, and it's afflicted. Oof, girl.
I can't really go.
You got
past
to be careful
somebody.
With legal matters, because you have to be very careful with legal issues. Always take the plea deal based on your job. Always take the plea deal. Don't take your chances with a with a jury. Always take a plea deal. But let's see. Capricorn, Saturn. Actually, at this point, it's not going to matter when you do it. It's not going to make a difference either way.
The check is already there. It's just, yeah, I mean, I have faith. I know I'm going to win. I'm not worried. I have all the information to prove that I was discriminated against. So, it's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
I have
all the information. I have everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if I submit it on
no,
tomorrow, Monday, next Friday.
But just remember, Saturn rules your seventh house. So you got to be faultless, completely 100% faultless.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You cannot have any blemish on you in a court of law at all. So just
right.
as long as you are flawless, hands are clean.
Mm-hmm.
White as
yes.
snow. Okay.
okay. So, yeah, this paperwork, yeah, I started on it a while ago. The investigators know that I'm submitting the paperwork, but I didn't submit it right away. It took me a month. It took actually maybe 3 months if I had someone helping me. We were able to narrow everything completely down, to show the racism and to show that let me just leave it like this. They gave me a fake document without getting an approval, and I found out about it later. Okay, so so I'm able to prove my case, yeah. And I talked to a judge. I'm not going to say the person's name, but I talked to a TV judge, and I explained the situation. This is about 3 years ago, and the TV judge told me the only thing that you can sue for is racism. He didn't say racism, but I knew exactly what he was talking about. But he said, "Oh, since you're not my client, I'm not going to really tell you what to do." But I knew what he was talking about, and that's all I can sue for. I can't sue for anything else. I can't sue for wrongful termination. I can't. It's just straight racism, and that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Okay. So you said it doesn't even matter when I submit it. Just go ahead and do it.
No, all you have to do is tap into your powers of that Neptune. As a matter of fact, let me tell you when. And I don't know your spiritual affiliation, but just pray to whoever you pray to. And on the first day of Sag, which is going to be the 21st of November, that is when the sun
will
be on
your neck. All right, I don't mean to cut you off. So submitted that day on the 21st?
No, I'm not saying submit it on that day. I'm saying you can submit it whenever you want to, but I'm just saying on that day is would be praying. I would be at my altar. Well, I have an altar. I don't know how you, but I would be praying. However you pray, wherever you go, you know, I would be, you know, working my mojo, my magic.
All right, because I called in, I'm going to let you go, but I called into another astrology show a few weeks ago, and the lady, she said, in order for you to get a fair case, so that way no one will try to steal your thunder or they try to take advantage of the case, she was like, she gave me some dates, but now I have everything perfected, because at that particular time I wasn't ready, but now I'm ready to go. So you said the 21st, that's when that date falls in. Okay.
Yeah, the 21st is when the sun will be in conjunct to your Neptune. You can do it on the 19th as well, when the sun is on your Jupiter. You can do it on that day as well. But just at this point, because Saturn rules your seventh house, Saturn, there is no overriding him. That's where your karma is connected to everything that has to do with the seventh house, and that is legal matters. So it's no walking around that. It's no getting around that, pretty much.
Yes. Okay.
So it's no getting around it. And this issue actually is from a past life. So let's just hope that you can benefit from getting some retribution in this life. But all parties involved, this was an issue spilling over from a past life. I don't know if you believe in past lives and reincarnation, but
yeah, I actually believe in it, believe it or not.
I am getting notification that I have to move on. I have some haters that are messaging me to move on.
That
we doing too much laughing and keying on the phone. It's time to move on. Okay, I'm going to move on.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Keep me posted on that. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Caller from the 803-607.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Hello?
Yeah, you're calling for a reading?
Yes, I'm calling for a reading.
Okay, and what's your birthday?
12/12/74.
12/12/74, and the time?
2:40 a.m.
2:40 a.m. And the place?
Sumter, South Carolina.
Sumter, South Carolina. Okay, so I have December 12, 1974, 2:40 a.m. in Sumter, South Carolina.
All right.
Okay, we have got a, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in Sag. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot
that's
of Sagittarius. That's no. You're like super Sag. That's all I can. You're super Sagittarius. Like your whole world is Sagittarius energy. Well, one thing about I was born also. We call that a stellium of planets when you have more than one planet and they all conjunct in each other. But the thing about that is when life happens, it happens. Like, okay, it all happens at once, back to back to back to back to back to back. Then life will get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it get quiet for a while, and then back to back to back to back to back. So that means when it's good, it's back to back, good, 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 good. Everything is good. Everything is popping and hitting good. But when it's bad, it's back to back to back to back, back to back bad. And then life get quiet again. And then it gets back up. Good news is life is about to get real good. Really, really good. 20,
okay.
With all this fire that you have in your chart, oh, my God, you have no Earth. You have no planets in Earth. You need to fill your house with plants. Stability. A lack of earth in a chart is a lack of stability. And yeah, you need some plants in your life. You need to fill your house with plants. But back to the blessings that are coming. 'Cause one thing about this energy is okay. Fifth house. So Jupiter is about to go through your seventh house. So we are looking at a time frame so this is going to be actually 2022 and 2023. So these next 2 years are going to be filled with a lot of blessings. And this is going to be in pretty much is hitting all areas of your life. Work, relationships, so wherever you are now, if you're in a relationship, if you're single, a relationship is coming. If you're in a relationship, it's going to go to the next level. It could
okay.
Bring a proposal. Or I've seen, or if you're in a relationship and it's no proposal, it's some type of going to the next level. But
what
it all depends on where you are. You said what now?
Career. Work.
Career, I'm seeing promotion. I'm seeing, because all of these planets are in your second house. So, yeah, promotion, more money, more opportunity. If you are in a situation that you don't like, or in a job you don't like, now is the time to move. Doors will just be opening and opening and opening. Opportunities are going to be coming from everywhere. But just make sure that you are diligent and you are focused, because your chart does show the loss of opportunities. You have Mars in affliction to Jupiter. And
okay.
Even, yeah, that is the epitome of missed opportunities. And another thing with your Jupiter, your Jupiter is pretty much, it's in Pisces, so it's pretty much afflicting all of your Sagittarius planets. So I would definitely, one of the ways that manifests out is judgment, over-judgment. It's something about your judgment being underestimating something or overestimating something, but never quite hitting the mark, or never quite seeing something the way it needs in its true form, because you're either overestimating or underestimating. So just make sure that you are clear, super duper clear on everything, that you're seeing your situations clearly. But regardless of what these benefits and these blessings are on the way, lots of change, because this is a season of back to back benefits.
Okay,
back to back, because I know this chart so well. It looks like mine, but except my planets are in Libra, so when life happens to me, good is good, and it's back-to-back good. But when life happens bad, it's back-to-back bad. It's just, but that's just how us stellium people have to live.
Hmm.
But, yeah, for career-wise, your chart actually shows you could have did something with real estate.
Real estate. Oh,
I would get it. Look into it. Start doing something with real estate. Getting out here and selling these houses and getting in on this money. But it's a time of expansion too. You want to expand.
Uh-huh.
You want to get another hustle going. Let me pull up your card. Let me see what your card is. 12. How old are you?
46. Now, in the real estate, something did happen. I purchased a home, another house. But I can't see myself selling no houses.
See, that's the thing. People, that's what I notice about people. They have all this untapped potential. And it's like the to do or can't see themselves doing is a thing that they would be good at. It's crazy. And just file it away for future reference. Okay.
Okay.
So you are, oh, you're a six of clubs. Okay. Oh, six of clubs. Now I got to go back and look at all these Sagittarius planets. So you are, the Six of Clubs is, so you have karma with speech. Oh, Lord, you got to watch what you say.
Okay.
You got to watch what you say. All Six of Club people have to watch what they say, because you, nobody can afford to think negative or speak negative, but you especially, you cannot at all. It will always, always, always backfire. Sag is the, yes, Sag is the
okay.
sign of prophecy. And Sag is, of course, y'all are natural way showers and prophets and prophetesses. You are supposed to be a prophetess. You're supposed to be.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But you're supposed to be a prophetess. You're supposed to be speaking and prophesizing for the Lord or whatever religion you serve. But yes, ma'am, you're supposed to be. Normally with this, it's, you know, I think it's the Lord. I think it's the Christian God. I could be wrong, but yeah, you're supposed to be in the church. Juanita Bynum. That's the name that's coming to me. Juanita Bynum. But
really?
Don't be like, I don't know if she's crooked. Was she crooked? Did she get caught up in the scandal?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I can't remember. But Juanita Bynum. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
I asked about the career because I was approached with an opportunity today, but I haven't received a final answer yet. About a job.
Well, it doesn't matter what goes on right now because
okay.
Wherever you are, this energy is still going to play out.
Okay.
Next year. As a matter of fact, let me give you the time frame. Hold on one second. When you're going to start, when it's going to start. And the poor Pisces people. Jupiter gonna fly by. They sign. Okay. That's 25. Okay, so this May. So yeah, this May is when it's gonna start. The
May.
Opportunities are going to start. Yeah, this May is when it's going to start.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you're offered now. It's another change coming or another opportunity coming in May.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's,
all right.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you do now. It doesn't matter what you do now. It's still more opportunities coming in May. And then we've got, yeah, and it's going to hit, all of these are in your houses of income. So all of this energy is playing out, not only in other areas of your life, but this is all playing out in your thing. You just got to make sure that you are alert and take advantage of the opportunity.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, take advantage of that. But, yeah, life is about to get better. If it's not good now, it's definitely about to get better. And if it's good, it's going to get better. If it's not good, it's going to get good. But, yeah. But think about that. You're supposed to be the prophetess for the Lord. You're supposed to be getting your Juanita Bynum on. So go on and pray on now.
Go on and pray on that.
Go pray on it. Pray on it. But I'm trying to tell you, that's what it's saying. But
regardless of
if you do anything with the gift, regardless of whatever you do or if you do anything with it, pointing people in the right direction, you know, just make sure you watch your speech from here on out.
Because
you are held accountable for every syllable that comes out your mouth. You are held accountable.
Oh, wow.
And call us back and keep us updated and posted.
I will.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Okay, we're going to the next caller. Caller from the 813. You're on the air.
Hello. My birthday
Hello.
Is 12. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
12/31/73.
Okay, and the time and place?
Columbia, South Carolina, 8:25. PM.
And how can I assist?
Do you see any more grandkids coming my way so I can kind of, you know, block this out? Do you see any more?
Well, how many grandkids do you have now?
I have 3.
Okay, so, Mars, let's see, you've got 1, 2, 3. There is a possibility of, let's see, your Mars. There's a possibility of, okay, let's look at your Mars. All right, so your Mars is aspecting your Sun, so Capricorn. Capricorn again, Venus is in Aquarius. So here are the signs, based on your chart, of the zodiac signs of your grandchildren. We got to look at your Sun, Capricorn, your Mercury, Capricorn, your Venus, Aquarius, your Mars, Taurus, your Saturn, Cancer, your Uranus, Libra, and your North Node, Sagittarius. So those are the zodiac signs of your grandchildren and possible grandchildren. So what are the signs of your grandchildren right now?
Oh crap. Sagittarius.
Okay.
Aquarius, I think.
That's your Venus. Okay, yeah. That's one of the ones I called. That's your Venus. Your Venus is in Aquarius.
Cancer.
That's your Saturn. That's I called that one too. So the only ones that are not accounted for is the Libra, which because that's opposing your Mars, that may not come to fruition. But the only other sign that's left that's not accounted for is Capricorn, and that's twice. So the Capricorn grandchild is missing. So there is a probability that you would have another grandchild, a Capricorn child.
Okay. And also I would like to know, how is my chart set up for the – oh, gosh. My mind just went blank. For the topic of the show.
Oh, the eclipse?
The eclipse.
Okay, so this eclipse is taking place in your 10th and 4th houses. So, and these are back-to-back eclipses. So this is going to have to do with home. One is taking place in house of career. The other one is taking place in the house of home. So between now and May 16th, there could be an issue with moving, or there could be a change of career or occupation.
Mm. Okay.
Within, yeah. So, yeah, those are the two, those are the areas of life. But you're, one thing about it is not being aspected. Let me see. Oh, yeah, no, wait. The 28th. Yeah, actually. Yep. This is your 10th and 4th.
So with careers, is that like a loss of job or promotion on job?
Well, the eclipse in... Now, with this one, this is just some type of change for this eclipse between now and May. So between now and May, we're on the ending, the full moon. Between and the 6 months after May, we're under the influence of the new moon. So that eclipse is going to be a new moon in your full. Or that's going to be, I would say that would be the moving aspect in May and thereafter,
okay.
New domestic situation. But this one right here, this eclipse right here is a full moon in your 10th house. So it's just something revealing, something ending in regards to career or change of career.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask any more questions. I'm going to let somebody else have a turn. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling the show and supporting. I appreciate them coming out and...